So are you a home buyer? Maybe you're a homeowner looking for a chance to refinance. Maybe you're a realtor trying to understand these things over here and what you should tell your clients. Maybe you're a loan officer trying to figure out should you lock or float. Well, in today's video, folks, we got information for everybody. What we're going to do is we're going to look at what the Federal Reserve looks at. They're coming in about 3 weeks. They're going to come in and basically do what they're going to do. Well, and what we're going to talk about in today is what data points do they look at? So we're going to look at that those data points this week because we have a whole bunch of information coming in from the government that's going to help resolve some of these black holes that we have. So we're going to talk about the data that's coming in and how those alone will be affecting these over through here. So folks, my name is Dan Friel. I come in each day to explain to you guys what the heck's going on with those and the whys behind it. And the reason why I do this is I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So if you're out there trying to maneuver buying your first house or maybe looking to refinance, I'd love to help you. I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. But you're here for these. So my goal by the end of this video is to explain to you guys what the heck's going to go on with those and the whys behind it. So we have a action-packed week this week on the data that the Federal Reserve's finally going to get. So here's what we're looking at. The markets are basically just sitting on the sideline saying, okay, what's the Federal Reserve going to do? Well, first off is how's the data going to come in? They're looking at unemployment. They're looking at inflation. They're looking at tariffs and all this other stuff. But in 23 days, the Federal Reserve, they're going to come in and do something. What are they going to do? Let's get over and look at what they look at. So here's the data that they look at. So what I've been trying to do is put yourself in the shoes of the Fed. What would you do with today's data or this week's data? So let's get through it. At the end of this video, I'll ask you that question. I'll give you my thoughts on it. And so let's take it away. So the Federal Reserve, they were created for two mandates. One was to keep prices in check, aka inflation, and they do that right through here with the PCE. The other thing is the jobs market. Their goal is to keep the jobs market at full employment. What is it? Well, anything under 5, they consider full employment. So with these things, how do they control this? Well, the federal funds rate right over there. That doesn't control mortgage rates. That doesn't control short-term mortgage rates or car loans or anything like that. The thing that basically controls is interbank lending. That's the only thing that the Federal Reserve truly controls. When one bank needs money, they go to another bank, and that's the rate they pay. So when they increase that rate, well, the banks are saying, well, we're paying more money for our money, so we're going to increase the rates for you. That's basically what that does over there. But how does the market interpret this to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates? Well, great question. Let's get over to the data. So here's what we're going to look at. The markets are most concerned about inflation and the jobs numbers. Now, the Federal Reserve came out 3 weeks ago and they said, okay, we're going to cut rates this time. It's basically a security measure because inflation, it's going to be a one-off, especially with tariffs kind of straggling. But the biggest thing we want is we want to stop the jobs bleeding, I guess is what they were saying. Because one report that came out a couple weeks ago said there was 153,000 layoffs in the month of October. That was the worst in 22 years. And then the Federal Reserve of Chicago came in and said, well, we have basically the unemployment rate the same as it is now. So really no adjustments there. Then ADP came in, and I don't really like ADP, but they came in and said, there's about 45 to 50,000 new jobs that were created. That's actually would create the job stability at 50,000. So is it good, bad, indifferent? Well, that's what we're going to get this week when we go over to the markets. So here's what we're going to get on Thursday. We're going to get average hourly earnings, initial jobless claims, and then right down through here, the unemployment rate that's going to fill in the gap right through here. So where is it going to go? Well, all the markets right now are telling us this is going to be 4.3 to 4.4, not a huge increase. So then you look at it and say, okay, the markets are wanting one of these things to really be bad for the Fed to actually cut rates. Well, you'd be right on that. So let's get over to this. This is what I did is I did an analysis and I said, of all the Fed officials, which one would vote to cut? Which one would be, okay, we're good right where we are. Okay, so that's what the markets are waiting on right now. They're like, okay, is the Fed truly going to cut, you know, at the next meeting? Because they told us via the dot plot. Now, the dot plot is something they do 4 times a year when the Fed members get together. And they put a dot where they expect rates to be by the end of the year. Well, this the end of this year, they expect one more rate cut. Well, if you look at this chart that we'll go through, it doesn't look that way. And this is what's spooking the market. So let's get over to this. What I did in analysis is I broke it down and said, okay, of all the members of the Federal Reserve that have voting rights, that can vote to cut rates or not, what's the most likely outcome? Not what I want. What's the most likely outcome? So here's what we get. Jerome Powell, he's the head of the Fed. He's not going to want to cut. Michael Parr, hold. Michelle Bowman, cut. Lisa Cook, probably a cut, maybe. Phil Jefferson, hold. Miron, he's the brand new member of the Fed. The president put on about two meetings ago. He wants a 50. He wanted like a 50 or 100%, 100 point rate cut last, the first meeting. And now he's saying that we need a 50% cut. So he's going to say cut. Waller wants the Federal Reserve chairman position. So he's going to want a cut. But then you go down through the rest of these, and here's what it is. The tally's right through here. It looks like right through here. Who wants to cut? Five members. Who don't? Seven. Most likely outcome? They're not going to cut. So now the markets are going to say, okay, well, the Federal Reserve's not going to cut. What's the markets going to do? I don't think they're really going to do much of anything. The markets, I think, are anticipating no more rate cuts. After Federal Chairman Powell came out, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, right after they announced the rate cut, he says, I'm not quite sure we're going to cut again in December. That sent the markets in a tizzy. So that's what took basically rates, when you go across the board on interest rates, from 5.99 to where they are today. So if you're a homeowner and you keep missing the opportunities to refinance, why don't you check out my website? If you go to the rate update right over through here, I created this tool right through here. It's called RateWatch 2.0. What that does, it's for homeowners. What rate would you be interested in refinancing? Put it in there. When it hits there, I'll call you. I'll email you. I'll do whatever to reach out to you so we can go through the numbers. Folks, I don't sell your data. I monitor it personally. So it's going to be me, Tony, or Alan reaching out to you and saying, hey, congratulations. Last week, I had two clients. I reached out to five. Two of them reached back to me, each one saving over $600. $600. If you want to check that out, please do right over there. Homeowners, home buyers, realtors, mortgage loan officers, what are we telling clients this week about these things? Well, let's break it down. So we know the Federal Reserve most likely at this point isn't going to cut. Between today and Thursday, the data that we're going to get all this information, I think the markets are kind of going to trade sideways. There's no catalyst on the financial news. Look what we got. Monday, nothing. Tuesday, nothing. Wednesday, crude oil inventory, FOMC meetings. Well, they're going to come out and tell us how probably half of the members didn't want to cut, the others did, and they did. So this time, it's most likely they're not going to cut unless this data really comes in favorable. What I mean by favorable is it comes in bad. So what the Federal Reserve's monitoring right now is the worse the news comes in, if we have a really bad inflation or a really bad jobs report, they're going to cut. Pretty bad way to look at it. So you kind of want the economy and jobs and everything to do bad so we can have cheaper money. Just the way it is. So let's get over to, if you're a home looking to maybe possibly buy a house or looking to build a house, how can we help you guys? Well, let's get over to that. So if you're a loan officer, you're a realtor, you're looking to buy, let me give you some advice on what I think is going to happen. I think this week it's going to be stagnant. We're going to get the minutes from the Federal Reserve. It's going to show contentiousness on the Federal Reserve's piece, but the markets are going to wait for Thursday. Thursday's data is going to tell everything. We're finally going to get some concrete numbers. Now, is it going to be something you can take to the bank? Well, no, but it's at least some direction or some piece of information that we've been void on for 4 or 5 weeks. So the data is going to be used. It is going to be actionable, and it will be changing these things over here. And each day when you come back, I'll explain to you the whys behind it. So let's get over and say, okay, you're a home buyer, or you're looking to build. Where should these things go? Well, let's get over to this piece of the puzzle right through here. I first want you guys to understand mortgage rates. So if you're watching this video, like I said, you're most likely a homeowner, looking to buy, or you're in the market, you're a realtor or you're a loan officer. Do you really understand mortgage rates? Because just do me a favor, when this video is done, just Google, what is the best mortgage rate in my city? You're going to get stuff like this. And let me explain it. I have to explain this to you so you understand it. What you're going to get is multiple quotes. Be leery, because it's marketing. Let me show you why. If you look at a 30-year fixed, here's what this pulls up. And I've said, pull three rates from different sources. And let me know what those sources are on the same, just look up 30-year mortgage rates or different products. Here's what it came up with. Freddie Mac, today's rates, is showing a 6.24 rate. Mortgage News Daily, it's showing a 6.38. Fortune or Optimal Blue is showing 6.2. Why wouldn't you just call Optimal Blue? Optimal Blue. They have the lowest rates across the board. You don't know anything about this, nor do you know half the time when you're reaching out to a loan officer or a bank anything about them. So if you want to learn more on how all this works, subscribe down there. I can help you explain it to you every day. So my thoughts now on rates, where are they going to go? Over the next few days, I don't think they're really going to do anything. Now, Thursday could be a huge market mover. If the market comes in saying the jobs report is fantastic, it's going to take all the cuts off the board. You're going to see rates probably pop a little bit. I think a lot of this is already built in, but it's showing we're going to pay attention to how strong the numbers really are. Then we're going to need a couple more data points to see, okay, is that data we're getting cloudy? Is it good? Where do we go from here? And again, folks, that's where I need to help you out. Go over to my website. If you're a home builder or you're looking to buy maybe in the spring, make sure you qualify with the right program at the right rates. And let me explain to you. A lot of people, what happened when 2021, they started building homes because rates were like 2 or 3%. By the time they were done, rates were 6 or 7%. I don't think that's going to happen to you this time, but be prepared. So here's what I would suggest you do. Reach out to us. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I have this slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, folks, I work at a bank that provides me licensing throughout all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. The unique thing is we're kind of like a broker. We're set up with over 30 other lenders to make sure when you call us, we're scanning basically the whole country to make sure you're getting the lowest rates and the lowest fees in the industry. Check out some of the videos that we do or schedule a consultation with us right up through there. We can walk you through exactly how that works. And again, I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So you're intrigued on all this, you want to learn a little bit more or at least reach out to us to work over the numbers, because here's what I'm thinking of. Get qualified at a rate that's at least 0.5% higher than where rates are today. Why? Well, if that puts you out of budget, I wouldn't buy. Here's why. If you're that tight on your budget, you might just want to hold off a little bit. Maybe save a little bit more money, get a few bills paid off. Or if it works for you, we'll get you pre-approved. We'll go over the numbers, and then you're off and running. Then hopefully once you buy that house or build it and you're all done, the rates are the same. So then we come back to you and say, okay, that payment's $300 less than what you thought. Probably you'll give us a kudos on that versus you'd probably pretty much be ticked off at me as if I said your rate's $500 more than what you expected. So if you want to learn more about that, how we can get you pre-qual, or if you're a homeowner, how you can track mortgage rates or let us track them for you, visit me at therateupdate.com. But folks, my name is Dan Friel. I'm the host of The Rate Update, and I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I'd love to help you navigate home ownership in 2025 or 2026. So thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. I'll be here at the closing bell to let you know how all these end for the day. Thanks for watching, folks. Have a fantastic afternoon. If you need us, you know where to find us. Take care.